Well, good morning. 6:34.
Brock, I took care of it.
Hunter, your hands are freezing. Yeah, it's chilly out there right now. It's chilly. Very,
I just watched the behind the scenes for Dumb and Dumber and like the lead up to it. You know who they were going to cast? They're going to cast the, who would they have? Martin Short. Steve Martin was in the mix. They all said no. There were a couple other people that you're like, wow, really? That's who they wanted first. Like Jim Carrey wasn't big then. Like
no.
he had just done The Mask, and literally the Mask came out, and the guy, like, what was it, New Line Cinema? They were like, all right, you got one guy left, Jim Carrey. If you can get Jim Carrey, we'll do it. And he did. They got him. And Jeff Daniels.
That is surprising that, and it, I'm sure Steve Martin, the legends and all that would have done great, you know, but I still think that it'd be hard to, and maybe Jim Carrey wouldn't have the career he has if he didn't make Dumb and Dumber.
You know? I mean, that really kind of put him in the atmosphere, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know?
Because the Mask took off, and then here he was. And think about it, the Mask didn't take off. You know, who knows? Who knows?
God, he was on fire, dude. He went The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura 2, and then I think Liar Liar a little bit later on.
That was all kind of in the mix.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I'm surprised
You know, his backstory is like he wrote himself a $10 million check and he says, one day I'm going to cash this. And like after the third movie, boom, he went and cashed it.
I wrote myself a $50 check and that's still going to be hard to get to.
Yeah. Still lingering.
Right there. One of these days, Brock, when you make it big, you're going to cash that $50 check and you're going to tell this world to shove it. Anyway, we got to keep moving here, folks. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor, man. If you have an import, they're going to work on that or any other vehicle. Honestly, owner John Van Lanningham is a stud. Him and his crew are going to get you taken care of. Go hit him up, AIR. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, you've heard of that guy. He's kind of a celebrity that was born in 2020. Well, he says that if everyone would smarten up and practice COVID-19 protocols, we could see theaters and other live entertainment venues reopening sometime in the fall of 2021. He says, quote, if everything goes right, by the time we get to the early to mid-fall, you could have people feeling safe performing on stage as well as people in the audience. But for this to happen, vaccine distribution needs to succeed. Theaters have to have good ventilation and proper air filters, and audience members will have to wear masks. Under those circumstances, Fauci says, I think we can start getting back to almost full capacity of seating. While the concert industry is hopeful for touring to resume this year, many artists have already been moving 2021 shows to 2022.
Man.
So here's the thing. With some of the protocols coming in, at this point, if I went to an outdoor festival, you know, with all the protocols and had to wear a mask, I'd actually probably feel fairly comfortable. You know what I mean?
I'm right there with you.
I think that'd be all right, you know, because you go to the store now to get your groceries. You do that. If we were at when I'm outside, I don't, and I know I'm not a scientist and everything, and I don't want to spread misinformation. I'm just saying, me personally, when I'm outside, I'm a lot more at ease. And if I'm spaced, and now it's like, okay, look, you can come into this concert, this outdoor concert, but you have to wear a mask. I'd be like, all right. Everyone else got their mask on. Okay.
Feel good about that.
I would feel better about that. You know what I mean? So
I'm just kind of it feels like they've come. So the governor just came out and made her speech. She didn't really say anything about when she's going to be reopening Michigan. But this Dr. Fauci keeps kind of the same thing. He comes back out in increments and gives his speech. And I feel like every time he gives a speech, like the last one, he's like, yeah, probably in the spring of 2021. And then, like, the next time he comes out, he's like, probably like the fall. It's like it keeps getting, like, pushed back and pushed back. And it's I don't know. They, like, nonchalant about it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the problem is what you got to look at and what I wish people would stop harping on. It's twofold. One, people need to stop assuming, whether they're the governor or Dr. Fauci or whatever. And two, people just need to do a little bit better job following the rules in what we're trying to accomplish here. The big problem is we know nothing about this. This was born in 2020, and we're still learning. We're still learning every single day about different things, not to mention them finding new strains. So it's tough. It's how can I compare this? It's almost like asking your parents how much longer we have in the car ride, and they're like, oh, we'll be there in an hour. You said that an hour ago. You know what I mean? Right. Everything is skewed. It's too much assumptions. You know what happens when you assume. You make an ass out of you and me. So right now it's a lot. It almost would be better if we didn't hear anything. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
I'm just curious to what they're waiting. Are they waiting for it to be completely wiped out?
I don't think it will be. It never will be. It won't be. Unless
if that's the case, then when is there going to be a point where we're like, all right, like we cannot not have anything open anymore. So there's going to be a crossroads somewhere where we got to make a choice. You got to make a choice. And, like if it's not going to be completely wiped out, there's somewhere down the line where everybody has to make a choice.
Well, and again,
either we live like this for the rest of our lives, which can't happen, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. I think we can all agree on that.
Well, not shut down, no. But if vaccines become more available and better, you know, if that happens, you know, just like other things, like polio. When everyone got polio, we nipped that thing in the bud, or smallpox, everything like that. You know, there's certain things that could happen, but right now it's still so fresh. It's still so new. So it's hard to even kind of wrap our minds around this thing either being wiped out or we have a viable solution. So until that happens, then, yeah, the world as we know it will be where we're at. Where we're going. When are we going to have concerts again? When are we going to be able to go to restaurants again?
I don't even really care about the concerts or the entertainment or anything. I'm just kind of concerned about the people, man, not making money. Like people can't live without working. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So when is this crossroad going to happen? When is the point where we're going to be like, hey, like people are going to start losing the, you know what I'm about to say?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have money. You have to work, period. Yeah.
No, they'll
can't just keep giving people stimulus checks. You can't do that.
Oh, sure. I'll take stimulus checks all day, man. They just need to bump those numbers up so I don't have to work anymore. That's the big thing. I think we just give everyone like $2,000 a month and we call it square. Then we're good.
If you can do it, hell.
You think I want to work anymore? Hell no. Come on now.
Anyway,
back to the concert side of it. It's nice to at least see maybe a little glimmer of hope. I know for everyone that it misses concerts, maybe that's something. And I think you'd feel pretty good for that first time standing in front of a stage and having your favorite band come out and actually being able to rock out in person is what I'm looking forward to. So we'll see. But again, I don't want to speculate anything like that. I'm just telling you what Dr. Fauci kind of thinks could possibly happen at this point in 2021. So that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1970, Zach De La Rocha. You know him as the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine. He was born.
Wow. What year was it?
1970.
Wow.
So wait, is he 50?
I was going to say.
Wait.
He didn't look that old, does he?
40. 50. 70 50. To 80. 80 to 90. 92,000.
I was born in 85. That's 50. Yeah, 50 years old.
Yeah, he's 50 years old. Man, oh man. Crazy.
Wow. He doesn't look that old, though.
No. If for all that raging against the machine, he still looks great. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what keeps him young, is he's just constantly raging against the machine. That's cheesy and stupid. All right, that's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.